Sports.com.
I'm joined on the phone by Nick Novak, who is Vice President of Communications and Marketing for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC, our state's Chamber of Commerce, or what they represent, the businesses here, which ultimately represent the citizens here in Wisconsin. Nick, good morning. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Meg. Thanks for having me.
Well, unless you're living under a rock, you don't ever go shopping, or you don't buy gas, or you don't live a regular life, you have not realized how horrible inflation is. And I know how it affects everybody, including those who own businesses, and obviously it also affects their workforce. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce has conducted a survey, and I would like to chat about your findings and determine, well, I guess what we can look, I don't even want to say look forward to, but what we are faced with in the next several months with regard to inflation being so high, record high inflation, and the cost of distributing any good, whether it's supply chain issues or just the fact that we have these record high gas prices that are affecting the goods being transported to us here in Wisconsin.
Well, we do a survey every 6 months at WMC, the Wisconsin Employer Survey. This last one we did, we had 216 businesses from every corner of Wisconsin, every industry, and really every size company. So this is small businesses, large businesses, and everyone in between. And we just do this every 6 months to get a check on the economy, kind of see a snapshot of where we are, and ask some questions about where we're going to see, you know, where the economy might be in 6 months or a year. And right now, the optimism in the economy that we had seen over the last year has really started to go away. And as you mentioned, you know, there's a lot of reasons why: inflation, supply chain challenges, you know, all of these things are starting to add up and make businesses a whole lot more concerned about where the economy is going. According to our survey, 71% of Wisconsin businesses believe that we will be in a recession in the next year, and 4 in 10 of those businesses think that it'll be before the end of 2022. And so that is a big number of people in the business community who think that we're not heading on the right track. And it's driven mostly by these inflation costs and these supply chain challenges that we've continued to see. On inflation, we ask businesses, how much has inflation increased your cost to do business over the last year? Now, we asked that question in June in our current survey, and we also asked it 6 months ago in January. When we asked it in January, less than half of businesses responded saying that their costs had gone up by over 10%. And we were shocked at that number, because that was extremely high in comparison to anything that we had ever seen before, that businesses would be seeing these double-digit increases. Now, that was less than half of companies seeing that. Flash forward to today, it's over two-thirds of businesses now have seen their costs go up by more than 10%. Now, the problem with that is when businesses see costs go up, that means eventually they're going to be passed on to consumers. And we just saw yesterday record high inflation, 9.1% over the last year. When we look at our survey and see that businesses were paying over 10%, we don't think that 9.1% from the CPI report yesterday is the peak. This may continue to get worse,
which is depressing. And you know, as often as we have to deliver bad news here on the Wisconsin Morning News, we do like to at least have a sense of optimism. But you know, I'm not sure where we find it. And I guess what types of challenges, obviously besides supply chain and the price of goods and services, what other challenges are businesses expressing to you they are concerned about?
Workforce continues to be a major challenge for pretty much every company here in Wisconsin. The data that we just released yesterday, specifically relating to workforce, shows that 85% of Wisconsin businesses are still struggling to hire for the open positions that they have. Now, that's pretty much in line within a point or two of what we saw 6 months ago, a year ago. And so this workforce shortage has been something that we've been talking about at WMC for years, and it is a long-term challenge due to the fact that we simply don't have enough people here in Wisconsin. Now, there is a little glimmer of good news in that workforce survey that we released yesterday, in the fact that we still do have over 60% of businesses saying that they want to expand, they want to increase the number of employees that they have throughout the rest of this year. And so that is good news, but it's tied with bad news, because that number has dropped to 62% in the current survey. It was 68 in the January survey, and it was 79% a year ago. So the number of businesses who are looking to expand, looking to hire more workers, has dropped, close to 20 points over the last year, which is again just another sign of that waning confidence in our economy.
Well, and I guess it would suggest that there are businesses that, and this is the sad part about where we are today, is that businesses don't want to expand their businesses because they don't have confidence that they'll be able to keep up because of the workforce challenges. You know, I've probably asked you this question before, Nick, but any opportunity I can, I do when it's applicable. Where have all the workers gone? What has happened to them?
That is something that we are trying to find out. We put out last winter, put out a report from the WMC Foundation, which is our educational portion of our organization, and does research and kind of tries to look at long-term economic impacts. And the WMC Foundation report, Wisconsin 2035, looked over what the next 15 years in Wisconsin could be like, and some possible reforms that could be put in place to ensure we have strong economic growth over that time period. And we asked that question of where are the workers? The good news is that we are finally back to levels close to what we were prior to COVID. And so that is good, but we missed out on 2.5 years of economic growth and getting more people into the workforce. We're basically just back, exactly where we were 2.5 years ago. And that's a problem, because we're trying to grow the economy. We're trying to get more people into the workforce. And some people have made the decision to go out of the workforce because there's, still enough government stimulus and leftover money from expanded unemployment checks and all kinds of other government benefits that were expanded under COVID. There's some people chose that. Some people maybe just decided they didn't like the industry they were in, and they're going to take some time off because they have enough savings. And there's a lot more reasons why people are out of the workforce. But the big thing that we look at is the overall number of the labor force participation rate today. Even though Wisconsin's one of the best performing in the country in the mid-60s for a percent of folks who are in the workforce, it's about a 10-point drop of where we were a couple decades ago. And so you're asking the exact right question, where are those people? That's why WMC thinks we need to put in a variety of reforms to attract people back into Wisconsin, to get more people here to work, and then also retain every single born and raised Wisconsin that we can, and then obviously expand the number of people who are able to work to get them back into jobs and careers.
Gosh, remember when we had a governor that put on our signs when you cross the border into Wisconsin, "Wisconsin is open for business"? I yearn for those days. So are you able to narrow it down as to who it is that is missing from the workforce in terms of the age group? Because, of course, naturally, I have an inclination to blame the millennials for everything. But, and no offense, a present company excluded, because I know you're a very productive worker. But I are you able to determine if it's a certain, certain age group that's unwilling to work or is not working, or is there are lower numbers of that age group?
It really is across the board when you look at it that every age group has seen some type of drop from a workforce standpoint. And when we talk to our members, that's what we're hearing. I mean, they it's no longer a challenge of we can't find these people to work or this specific skill or something for this job. It's literally there's not enough people anywhere for any of the jobs we have open, and that's across the board in Wisconsin. That's not just in Wausau or just in Milwaukee. It is every corner of Wisconsin is struggling to hire right now because we don't have enough people at every age range. Now, our demographics, if you look at them, Wisconsin is an aging population, so we are slowly getting older because we have a lower birth rate, so we have fewer young people who are coming into the workforce on a yearly basis. And we also have more people who tend to leave Wisconsin. They talk about that brain drain where they maybe go to college or graduate from high school and then they leave the state for other opportunity. So we need to work on educating people about those opportunities and really trying to bring them back into Wisconsin and hopefully retaining more people here.
Slowly getting older. Speak for yourself, Nick. Well, hey, thank you for this very, very pertinent information. I appreciate all the work that Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce does on behalf of the businesses and its citizens here in Wisconsin. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Meg. I hope you do the same. If anyone wants to check out the data, I encourage them to go over to WMC.org and you can see it right on our homepage.
Yeah, very easy to get to, WMC.org. Thanks again, Nick Novak. Have a great day.
Thanks, Meg. You too.
Thank you. We're going to go to a break, and I'll be right back on the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.